This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning. It's Jace. And our sponsors today, we have the Belleville Meat Market, Texan Roofing, and Mainstream Marketing. All right, looking at our weather right now, 60 down on the island in Galveston, no rain yet, but they're calling for a bunch of it today and tomorrow through the weekend, so it's not looking too good. But anyway, today, cloudy with periods of rain, thunder is possible. A high of 66 down on the island, northeast winds will be 15 to 25. That rain chance today is 90%. Looks like the big events will probably be in the afternoon. And then for tonight, windy with showers and thunderstorms. Low of 63, east winds 20 to 30. That rain chance is 100%, and 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected tonight also. Some of these areas could get anywhere from 3 to 4 inches, they're saying. Some of these slow-moving storms could produce about 2 inches per hour. And for tomorrow, showers likely, and rumbles of thunder, then partly cloudy late, high near 65. Winds will be west-southwest at 15 to 25 as that rain clears out sometime tomorrow. Hopefully it will. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're on a three-tide schedule. We're sitting on a high right now. We have a low coming up at 10:21 a.m. It's a negative 0.6 coming off a 1.5, and then a high this evening, 7:17 p.m. It's a 1.8. 6:51 a.m. is sunrise, 5:21 p.m. sunset, and we're on a new moon. It's 0%. Current conditions right now. Looking down at Galveston, it's 58 degree water. Air temperature is 60. East-northeast winds 2 to 5. Eagle Point, we have 60 degree air temperature, 56 degree water. And north winds at 6 to 7, pretty much the same at Morgan's Point with a north-northwest wind at 3 to 6. But they are calling for those winds to come up as the day goes on. But right now, radar is clear and no rain this morning yet. All right, let's go over to the Tri-Bay area. Let's check in with a hammer this morning and see how he's doing. Good morning, Glenn.
Captain Mickey, good morning, buddy. How was your Thanksgiving?
Couldn't be better. It was all good.
Good, man. I gave me a couple.
All the dishes that were cooked, none of them were ruined. They were all perfect.
that's a good deal. Yeah, I put on a couple. I think I gained another pound or two. But, hey, man, it was a heck of a deal. And like you said, they're calling for rain, and I don't see it on the radar right now.
Yeah, but it is a coming, they say.
Y'all got smoked yesterday. I know you did.
Man, I got split, actually. I didn't. A big one went above me, and Liberty got around 4 inches, and another one went below me across the bay, and I think Anahuac got about 3 or 4 inches out of it. And I heard one place in the Pasadena area got 5 or 6 inches. I don't know. I had an inch and a half, probably. Maybe 2 inches. I don't know. I know it's wet now. We're catching up.
We got an inch, a little over an inch yesterday, and the day before and the day before that, I poured 2 inches out of my rain gauge. So,
dang.
Yeah, we're soaked. We got 11 to 15 mile an hour northeast wind blowing today. 63 degrees so far right now. the last couple of days have been foggy, man. It was some sea fog rolled in on us for a couple of days. Yesterday it stayed foggy all day long. It was, Tuesday, actually a buddy of mine, Steve from Sugarland, came down to go with me. And it was his only day off. I asked him if he could go Wednesday because Wednesday really looked like the day. Both days looked pretty good. One was like 60 degrees, and the next day was supposed to be 63 degrees. And so we were going to pick a day. So we went Tuesday, and we shouldn't have went because, man, by the time we got on the trailer, that northeast wind was huffing. And it was pretty chilly. Then it started raining. There was no rain in the forecast, and it started raining. It rained like heck before he got there. We didn't get on the water till about 10:30, and then the rain had already gone away a little bit. But just a dark gray sky with lots of wind. And we got out there. We went through the motions. And we were putting it back on the trailer within an hour. We were done, dude. My hands were froze. I mean, I don't have any gloves, and even if you did, you can't wear them and fish. We made about 15, 20 casts apiece, looked at each other and said, let's go. Let's get out of this, man.
And it was raining both mornings, Monday and Tuesday. When I was going to go, and I blew it off. I mean, if I was on some giants, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 pound fish, sure, I'd go out there. I'd gear up and put my waders on and everything and go do it. But, you know, just to go catch fish and get soaking wet and freeze to death, I wouldn't. You know, it was 45 and raining. I didn't want none of that.
No, we
looked
at
each
other.
But I'm getting a little wiser.
Yes, we do get a little wiser.
I got a text from our good friend Ray in Highlands, old River Rat Ray, said they got 3.5 inches in Highlands. I saw them, you know, up that way, that one good storm that went above me and went towards Liberty. It was dumping some rain, man.
I watched the whole thing go by us, go north of us, and we got that little wispy tail end of it again as it swept through.
Yeah, that and, one that went just north of you came between me and Galveston, you know.
Yeah, they had a man bull in certain areas up there.
I saw that.
It was under tornado watch for a while. And my brother lives over in Man Bull. I hadn't talked to him, but it was just he's closer to Highway 6, and it was a little to the east, moving y'all's way, man, coming on. But anyway, we put it on the trailer, buddy, on Tuesday and went and had some Mexican food and Bloody Marys. That was the way we closed that day out.
That ain't all bad.
No, it was a great afternoon. But Wednesday, Melinda, myself, and two neighbors, Jim and Kim, that live up the end of the street, they're Asian, and they've been wanting to go with me, and they hadn't had their house down there. House has been there for a long time, but they just bought it a couple years ago, and they've been wanting to go with me. So, you know, just a spur of a moment deal. Here it is, about 2:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, let's go. So about 3:30, we hit the water. Water temperature had already raised up. When Steve and I were out there, we got a 48 degree reading on the water temperature.
You know, and I saw some 49s that people were putting on Facebook. Yesterday morning,
it was somewhere around 48, 49.
Yeah, up my way, it's running about 54 to 56, but that's still cold this time of year.
Oh, yes, sir. And well, I had doubted my calibration on my depth finder, but I think it's pretty close because, like, we were right at 48, 49 degrees, and that was on Tuesday, but it had already warmed up overnight. And by the time we got out there at 3:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, that water temperature was 55 degrees.
There you go.
We had a southeast wind, which was much better than a northeast wind blowing right down the pipe on Tuesday. Anyway, had a little better wind, a little warmer temperatures. And I looked at them and I said, man, this afternoon these fish got to bite. I said, I know they haven't ate in the last two or three days, three or four days. It's been horrible. If the water temperature that cold, these fish are going to be hungry. And I hit it right on the head, Captain Mickey. We started off slow, throwing some plastics, and just he had never thrown artificial at all. He brought a big old surf rod with him. I let him use one of our rods.
Yeah, that's not practical for what you were doing.
Well, he's a crabber and a surf fisherman, you know what I mean? And that's he's more of a heavy gear guy. Well, I lightened him up a little bit and gave him a rod and reel to use and tied him on a worm. And he actually caught him a pretty nice trout. We went over around some shorelines and didn't really do much good at first. And the closer it started creeping towards dark, it got to be about 4:30. I guess we got our first fish, and right around 5 o'clock, man, they went off. I got over on a little drop off and it was every cast, buddy, using lime truce. I don't know why I just tied it on there, and I'm glad I did. But they ended up putting four. I caught three of them. He caught one. They kept four fish, and I caught and released, and we caught and released probably 8 to 10 more trout, and missed at least that many. But it was right before dark, Wednesday afternoon, man. It was like they had enough, and they were ready to eat, buddy. And they wasn't real big fish. But it was just good to be on the water and to have something tugging on your line. It'd been so long since I'd been out, it felt like. You know, if we go a week, you and I or whatever, if we go a week or two, that's a long time not being out on the bay. You fall out of touch with it, you know what I mean?
So
anyway, had a great time. Sent them home with some fish. They said, no, don't gut them, don't. I said, what? We got to get to, no, keep them on the ice. We got pictures to take, and we cooked a whole fish, and we mix it with noodles, and this is, they started telling me. I said, you don't want no bone. Oh, no, he said, he got a bone in his throat one day, and it cost him $15,000 to have throat surgery to get that bone out of his throat. And here they are wanting me to leave these fish whole. I said, okay, whatever y'all want, man. I packed them on ice, and they took them with them. It was a great afternoon just to be out there, like I said, and be able to throw and do some casting and stuff. Man, it felt good. But then everything started getting crappy again. But they're calling for 10 o'clock this morning to rain all the way through 3 o'clock in the morning, and then, you know, it's going to rain all next week. They got rain in the forecast.
Man.
So we're just going through that period right now. We're going to have to put up with it one way or the other. And I just hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving like we did. We stayed home and just had a couple of friends, a couple of neighbors come over and eat with us, and didn't go anywhere, just sticking around the house. And that's probably what we're going to do today.
So, well, that's good.
Yeah, not much going on, man. Bait camps are still holding bait and stuff, and the water temperature stays where it is right now. I mean, I'm not going out. That northeast wind, you can't get out of it. There's no protection on this end of the bay where we are. There's just not many shorelines you can get out of a northeast wind. So I'm not a little, I'll wait, like we did this time. It was well worth the wait.
Well, that's good. I'm glad y'all had a safe Thanksgiving, caught a few fish, and hey, it's all good.
Yes, sir. So, but anyway, hope everybody buttons down the hatches, man, because it looks like it's going to be wet. I guess we'll have to cancel for about the third weekend in a row, the deer camp, because there's no sense going out there. It's so muddy,
it's
man.
It's a mess out there, bud.
Yeah, I know it is. I've been watching that radar come over Sweeney, and just as much rain as we're getting along the coast, they're getting it over there too. It's not that far inland. So it's quite a bit of a mess right now. It'll get better. We still got a season ahead of us. We've got some hunting time, so we'll get out there and get them.
Well, boy, that's when you got all year to fish. That's, you know, you're going to eventually get them. You'll get them. Hit it just right. Weather, tides, wind, moon, all that.
I just had a good feeling about it on Wednesday afternoon,
yeah,
man.
You just know,
you feel it. You just feel it, buddy. And they went off too. And boy, as fast as I could, and I seen that sun setting quick. By the time we got it on the trailer and back to the house, it was just barely enough time to clean those fish before dark. And they said, nope, I don't have to clean them. Just give them to us. We're going to take pictures. So off they went.
That sun goes down quick this time of year.
Too early. I don't like it.
I've a lot of times right at dusk, you know, when that those fish really light off that hour before dark this time of year.
They can go three or four days.
Yeah,
they can go 3 or 4 days, but they're gonna, they're opportunistic. They're gonna come out. When I seen mullet jumping in the bay Wednesday about noon, that warm waters or the tide started coming in real good in the afternoons, and I said, "Oh, we're going, man. We got to go." Anyway, it was all good in the neighborhood, Captain Mickey.
All right, Hammer. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it, and you have a good one. Good talking to you. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, man.
713-208-0683, buddy. Always a pleasure. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Glenn. See you now. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. It's time for a break. We'll return right after these messages.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long
way. Good morning.
Welcome
back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. All right, let's run down south on the, just south of us, Bay City area and Matagorda. Check in with Bink Grimes this morning. I bet he's heading to a duck blind near you. Bink, what's up?
Yes, sir. Heading that way.
Heading that way, man. Going.
Yes, sir.
Well?
Hopefully we'll get a little wind up before it starts pouring.
Oh, I know. Well, radar's clean right now. It ought to move this morning.
Yeah, they ought to. Sure ought to. Got a little east, more east in it, northeast, a little northeast, but more east in it. We're going to set up that way. I kind of like it when you got an east wind. You got the sun at your back. Of course, I don't think we'll have a whole lot of sunshine early, but kind of like that east wind at your back.
It's, yes.
They seem to want to cooperate a little bit better.
I'm with you on that one, man. Anywhere from kind of northeast to southeast, I'm in. Put me in, Coach.
Yeah. Put me in.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, you and your family?
We sure did. It was
good.
Really good. Yeah. Watched a little football and just kicked back. Nice to rest a little bit, you know?
Right, it was. It was a nice laid-back day. Well, good day for it with all the rain and bad weather, you know?
Yeah, we didn't have all the – we had a little downpour here and there, but we didn't – I saw what y'all were getting up there. We didn't get all that here, so that bodes well for marsh ducks because, man, you know, things things can change real quick when you get a 3 and 4 inch rain down here. They seem to.
They like that high ground.
High ground.
Yeah.
They do. Sure do. We started getting them tricky. You know, we had rain for, I don't know, 8 to 10 days. I guess we've gotten about 5 inches of rain in the last 8 days, 9 days, and which we'll take. And you know, we lost some of our ducks, but they started trickling back to us early this week, and so we're mm-hmm. we're looking pretty daggum good right now. But you know, we'll see what happens after today. It'll be good this morning, I believe, and then. Well, let's see. You just gotta go. They might surprise you. They may, it's the way it is.
Wednesday, I ran down to the landfill. I took some trash off ahead of Thanksgiving because, you know, all the leftover, how Thanksgivings are. Well, I went down there, and the landfill out there by me is on right there by the cooling pond.
Yeah.
And it was dead slick calm, and I haven't seen that many rafts of birds on that cooling pond probably in 30 years.
Really?
There had to be 30, 40, 50 rafts of, I mean, all ducks. It wasn't just bluebills and stuff like that. I mean, there was pintails, gadwalls, widgeons, and after I dumped my garbage, I pulled around back and stopped, and I got my binoculars out and scoped all of that, and I said, this is unbelievable how many thousands of ducks are sitting right here. You know, in the middle of the day, laid up, you know, when it gets calm like that, they like to sit on that big open water. And I said, no wonder it sounds like a war zone back here in the marsh every morning.
We used to hunt that quite a bit with old Doc and Mr. T, Johnny Potter, that much. I'm telling you, we used to get in. They told me there's things have really been looking good out there. The grass is starting to show back up a little bit on that shoreline.
Yeah. We got a lot of grass in the back of the bay this year.
That's good.
And those bay hunters been doing pretty good, unless they're sky busting. But I mean, in the mornings with that northeast wind, I'm pretty good wasting there, but I can still hear all the volleys, you know, down at my house.
Well, I've had some memorable hunts back there. Whew.
One of the prettiest drafts I ever had was right there. Me and Dwayne and Mickey Ray built a big old hotel between the spillway and Red's Bayou, right up there on that grass line in one of those guts, and put the blind on top of the sandbar so we'd always have water. And we got in there one morning, and those widgeons started pouring up. Coming out of that cooling pond and eating us up. We had 36 drake widgeons in probably 40 minutes. I mean, it's over. All drakes. Coolest draft I ever killed. All widgeons. Big old ball pates.
I've been sitting on that flat before, too, and parked the boat way out there on the flat, come back, and the water's 500 yards past me, and we're looking at each other going, what in the world are we going to do now?
We've all been in that dilemma back there. Park your boat, and you make your hunt, and you look out and go, man, the tide went out. I think our boat's on bottom, boys. Better get ready to push.
You called somebody. We left it, and it came back the next morning. And it was floating, and we took it another 1,000 yards out in the bay and put the anchor down. And it was a perfect solstice tide in a blowing northwest wind.
Oh.
And it just left us. I'm telling you, it was 2 foot of water. 2 foot of water left us in a matter of 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah. Boy, it'll dump quick back there, man. You got to watch what you're doing.
It sure will.
That's why so many guys run airboats back there.
Yeah. And we, you know, Mr. Trevathan had that jet drive back there back then, and that got us out of a lot of jams, but you know, that was really before surface drives and before you know, Go Devils and all that.
Right.
We just got after, you know. Boy, fun times in Chambers County back in the day. You know, it was just so you know, we'd hunt. I'd be over there hunting with y'all at Fitzgerald's and guiding you and Jackie Ray and all that bunch, and I'd get a day off, and you know, it was just as good in that Wasville Lake project at Old Lost River. I mean, we go and I mean, just phenomenal. You just phenomenal. And out, you know, Lawrence Lake area, all that stuff. You know, I tell people, you know, our duck season, you know, when you're sitting on the line north and south zone, it's I-10. If people don't understand that, well, mm-hmm. we live on I-10. So when the north zone was open, you know, during that split, they still stagger it now. You got an extra, if you live right there, you really got an extra 14 days of duck season because when the north zone was closed, you just hunted the south zone. And when the south zone was closed, you just hunted the north zone. And then there were those other.
I-10, brother.
Yep, that's right. And so we got an extra, you know, 2 weeks of duck season back then. And I think back then, I think we could kill three or four. It was that 39-day season coming off the drought and all that, you know, in the 90s. But it was just wonderful. God, all those birds would go to that rice up around, you know, up around the school and around, you know, everything was rice back then.
Oh, yeah. I remember all the Tri-City Beach Road all the way to Barbers Hill School.
The whole way.
It's just all rice on both sides, man. Rafts of geese, you know, everywhere.
We had a rice field, you know, playing baseball, high school baseball. Our field was surrounded by a rice field. So, you know, you hit a foul ball, and in March, you know, they're putting water on the rice and everything. And I mean, I can't tell you how many balls we lost because, you know, they'd get in there, but there was always a pair of model ducks, you know, just right there. You know, it was a pretty cool place to live. And, you know, we'd middle school and stuff, we'd be outside saying the Pledge of Allegiance and all that. And man, just rafts of geese would, you know, concentrations would get up and just fly right over the top of us. And, you know, we didn't think anything about it. That was just Chambers County. I was growing up in Chambers County, and man,
that was life out there, buddy.
It really was. Really was, and you just took it for granted. All the birds you'd see, all the snow geese you'd see on I-10, all the way to Winnie, all the way to Jefferson County, all the way to, you know, and not there anymore, you know.
No, just not. Well, we just don't have the agriculture like we had.
No.
You got to have food if you're going to hold them.
Got to have food. They'd you know, it'd rain like this, and they'd go into rice fields and. And then, boom, they'd be right back. They'd come right back. They'd load back and forth,
back to the marsh, man, back and forth.
And just jaw-dropping to see the amount of ducks, just, you know. And you had you kind of knew everybody that was hunting back then because there wasn't, you know, people were hunting, but there just wasn't just crazy numbers like there are now, you know. So you would know off in the distance, oh, that's so-and-so hunting over there. Oh, that's so-and-so hunting over there. Oh, you know. And when you're in that marsh, and but now, man, they're just from every they're getting it from every angle now.
Well, so, these birds and fish have pressure on them year round, buddy.
They sure do.
No rest for the weary.
And we're, you know, in Matagorda, it's there's a lot of duck hunters now come through here and hunt the bays, and mm-hmm. there really are. I took it for granted, you know, that there just wasn't that many folk. But, man, I'm telling you, on Friday afternoon, all these little duck boats roll in here with these jet drive, you know, the surface drives in there. They're everywhere. But we got a few more birds back on the bay right now. They've trickled back. I talked to guys in Rockport and Porto and everything, kind of the same thing I told you last week. You know, we had like 10 days of that gray liner, and the tides were as high as I've ever seen them in late November, and we lost them. I think they headed to the high ground because El Campo and East Bernard and Eagle Lake and all that prairie up there, you know, loaded up with ducks. And I just started, you know, they're starting to trickle back again. You know, it's a constant. They move back and forth, 40 miles this way, 40 miles that way. That's what they do. We're fortunate that we, you know, there's still some ag ag land up in that Wharton County and Colorado County, all that area. There's still some rice being grown, a little bit, you know, not like used to, but still some rice being grown. So, you know, water's a good thing. Rice is a good thing for it. Just it keeps sometimes people think you have too much water, but I'm a believer, man. You can't have enough.
No, it holds food and water, them, you know, man. Water's the most critical too. They can fly to go feed and come back and roost on that water.
Yes, they can.
They know where the food is. They want to roost where they feel comfortable. It's kind of like that cooling pond I saw Wednesday. Good Lord, those man, that's a lot of ducks. A lot of ducks.
But it's been a really good year on the prairie already this year. You know,
that's
it was
good.
A stellar till season on the prairie, and it's been a really, really first, really, really good first split on the prairie. Those guys needed it. The last few years have been kind of tough on them, but man, there's a lot of birds up there right now. So, but we're enjoying it too. We're having a good season too, and we're getting the rain we need. Our marsh needed that rain bad. It was kind of burnt up from all the
right.
drought and hypersaline, and that's not good for a marsh, you know.
No,
but it's we're catching up a little bit. And,
yes, we
we're
are
looking for a.
Well,
really,
I heard the
really
same thing, you know, east of me over there, east of town. That's, you know, best year they've seen in a long time. Long time.
Well, you know, as warm as October was, we got a lot more growth, those aquatic, you know, that widgeon grass and,
right.
and sago palm feed. And it had a chance to grow longer because, you know, when you got a mild October, it just keeps growing, you know, and the first part of November, matter of fact, you know,
right.
it was hot, just plain hot now, you know, and so that those aquatics that keep them there, you know, were growing, and that stuff that's on the end of your decoys, you know, that's gold. That's better than any corn you could plant, you know, back in the day for all those poachers.
Right.
they were throwing corn. It's better than anything you could do. It's better than anything you could plant to grow, you know, for duck food. Man, it's gold, and we got a lot more of that growth. So
things
are looking good. They are.
Well, awesome, man. Well, hey, Bink, I hope you have a good, safe shoot and kill them plenty this morning. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and staying in your lodge and hunting and fishing, cast and blast, all of it, how they do all that, give them some info.
Yeah, MatagordaSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. If you don't get me calling, you know, text me. I'll get back to you when I get back to my truck. We'll be fishing. Duck season ends Sunday, and we'll be fishing for a couple of weeks. And then it'll crank back up December the 10th and run through January the 29th. So
got plenty of days,
we'll be at it.
Man. That's a
lot plenty
of hunting days. Yes, sir. Well, Bink, you have a good shoot, and go shoot a duck in the butt, and I'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
All right. Have a good one, Mick.
Hey, thanks, Bink. See you, buddy. All right. All right. It's Captain Bink Grimes down in the Matagorda Bay City area. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to have all your processing needs and all your shopping done. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And this week they're featuring their habanero pecan smoked sausage. You can try it before you buy it. Free samples are always available. And they're taking orders for their fully cooked pecan smoked turkeys. Limited quantity available. You can order now to reserve what you need for the holiday season. And their wild game processing this year, they're making new products like Vinny dogs and hog dogs. They're homemade hot dogs using your own venison or wild pigs. Bring something home from your hunt for the whole family to enjoy all year long. And hunting season's going on. Stop by and stock up on steak, sausage, all your cooking needs when you're heading down to the deer lease. And always available, fully cooked pecan smoked briskets and pecan wood pit smoked turkey breast. They're all vacuum sealed. They stay fresh for taking home, or you can get them hot and ready to go right there at the Belleville Meat Market, celebrating over 41 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. It is 4:36 here in the Bayou City. Looks like rain today. None right now, but they claim it's going to be a lot later on as it develops. Radar's clean all around our area. There's a lot out west, and I'm sure that'll be floating this way or moving this way. Everything that came through yesterday, that's all over Louisiana this morning. All right, let's go down to Matagorda. Let's check in with Captain Tommy Alexander this morning. Tommy boy, what's up?
What's up, Mickey?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm trying to recover from...
You in a turkey coma this morning?
Yeah. Oh, man, I've eaten it for 2 days straight, big time.
Oh, man. That's what I had for my late evening snack last night was a half of a turkey breast sandwich. I did seafood for Thanksgiving, but, you know, my wife still made dressing, and she cooked a turkey breast in the oven.
Oh,
just so we, you got to throw that in there. But, man, I'm paying the price today. I'm swelled up like a toad frog.
Oh, yeah. I eased in there last night and ate a whole turkey leg.
It's hard to beat a turkey leg.
Hey, yeah.
Remember old John Madden? They were showing all that on them football games yesterday, John Madden pulling that leg off that turkey.
But yeah,
I miss him. That was back when I loved football back then.
Yeah, it was a little different.
Yeah, Pat Summerall and John Madden. Boy, what a crew.
Yeah, it was a little different. Yeah, that's what we've done 2 days in a row, and we've got another Thanksgiving deal we're going to today, but it's not, I don't think they're doing turkey. I think they're doing something else, but
yeah.
Had turkey for 2 days in a row. It's bad.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
I mean, in both places we were at had 20-pound turkeys, and we ran out both days.
Man.
So, I mean, it was like everybody ate a lot of turkey, I guess.
I'm telling you.
Now, yesterday that was about 25 people there. But we cleaned a 20-pound turkey out. And then the day before, there was probably 13 or 14 people there and pretty much wiped a 20-pound turkey out.
Man.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. But that's pretty much what I've done the last few days is nothing but eat and watch it rain.
Yeah, we've had plenty of that. We're going to have plenty today and tomorrow, so.
That's what they're saying. I mean, I don't see any right now, but.
No.
They sure claiming it's going to be, what, all day today and tonight, half tomorrow or something like that?
Yeah, they're putting up like 100% chance today and tomorrow. Guess it depends on where you're at, but some of those storms yesterday were pretty wicked for this time of year. I guess winter's over. It's still thundering. Remember the old days? I said, first time you hear thunder, that's the first sign of spring in the wintertime.
First sign of spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wintertime.
Winter's
over. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Yesterday was. We were kind of by Rosenberg yesterday, and it got pretty gnarly over there.
Yeah, I saw that.
But we did have some good fishing days this week. I mean, I only fished, I think, 2 days. I don't even remember what days, Monday and Tuesday, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday. But, I mean, both days I did good. We caught fish. Did well. It was good. Even the wind was blowing, we caught fish. And everybody's been crushing the redfish. I mean, that's people are just hammering them.
Yeah, I saw a photo, yesterday on Facebook? Brett Sweeney was holding up a nice trout wade fishing.
Oh, yeah. He caught, yeah, they were wading that day.
Looked like about a 7 or 8 pounder. It was a nice fish, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good day wading this week.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he popped a few good ones. Yep, he sure did. And him and another person, there was another guy that he didn't have anything that big, but he had some 3 to 5 pounders waiting this week one day, too.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
It's good to know them big girls are still around down there.
Yeah. I caught one in the boat. What day was it? Monday or Tuesday? I released one that was, I didn't even weigh it, but it was 25 inches and it was pretty fat, but
right.
It was a fat 25, but I didn't weigh it. We just measured it and took a picture and threw her back, but it was a pretty good fish. And then, you can't go figure. You can't do nothing with flounder right now, but we've caught some good flounder this week.
Mm-hmm.
That one day we had 3 real good ones. We had one that was 20 inches and we had a 20 incher and a 2 17 inchers all in like an hour apart from each other. As a matter of fact, we've caught flounder every trip. The last 3 trips in a row, we've released some good flounder.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Everybody's catching a lot of flounder all over the place, still up in the bays and everything. And then naturally down at that stack up area, in the Galveston Channel, they're nuking them.
The funny thing was for me, I didn't hardly catch any all year long, and then they cut it off and I started catching them.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. And I start catching them. So that was pretty weird, but I guess that always happens.
Oh yeah. We still got 2.5 weeks before you can keep one.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, like December 15th or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Midnight on the 14th, you can start catching them and keeping them again.
Yeah. We caught some, caught a couple sheephead on tails this week, too.
Pretty big old sheephead. Yeah, a lot of people are catching sheephead and drum, on soft plastics right now.
Yeah.
Plenty of drum in the bay, too.
Yeah, we had a keeper drum on that one day. I kept one. It was about 16 inches that was caught on a tail. And then mm-hmm. 2 like huge, like 4 or 5 pound sheephead, both caught on tails too this week. So yeah, it was pretty, I guess they're eating it. They was hungry.
Yeah.
But it has been a lot of wind. You just gotta, but I mean, like I said, the redfish boys, the guys throwing mullet, they're just nuking the redfish. I don't think there's any. I think everybody's limiting out redfish that are going for redfish.
Right.
As long as the river stays clear, you can catch a few fish there. So we're all right. I was worried about this rain messing up, the river. It just keeps raining. Eventually, I'm afraid it will mess it up.
Yeah, sooner or later, it's everything's getting saturated now. We're going to start getting a lot of runoff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm worried about.
Man, everything is so salty, it's going to mix in quick.
I was kind of worried.
Unless we just get some ridiculous, 6 and 8 inch rains. It'll mess it up for a while, but I think we'll be okay.
I'm supposed to fish Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but somebody told me Tuesday looked bad too. So I don't know.
I don't know what to think about this weather.
I don't even remember. Yesterday we were talking about it, and I was talking about fishing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And somebody said Tuesday looked really bad. I don't know.
Well, Tuesday, they're showing south 20 to 30 with a high of 78 and 40%. 70. And then, 78 for a high. And then Wednesday, that front hits, and it's a 60% chance of rain. We'll see. We'll just have to get our feet wet, move into it next week and see what happens, man.
After that, I fished saltwater Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday night or Thursday morning, we're headed to Toledo Bend. We have another high school bass tournament on Toledo Bend next weekend.
Oh, cool.
So we'll be on Toledo for Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Doing that deal. I hadn't been up there in a while, really.
Well,
first time on Toledo in a while.
Go easy.
Man, they say it's 4.5 foot low.
Jumping britches on. Stay in them boat lanes, man.
I know, it's 4.5 foot low. I don't know. I'm going to have to be careful.
Well.
Because I don't know Toledo being that great, so especially in 4.5 foot low.
Well, you're going to learn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
and I'm not the kind.
Good luck to y'all. I'll stay in touch with you to see how that comes out on y'all's high school deal, like the last one. But
Yes, sir. We'll be there.
Tommy, if somebody wants to call you about going fishing, give them a number.
Yep. They can look me up on Facebook, Tommy Alexander, or give me a call or a text at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Well, I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you next week. You be safe out there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we will. You too,
Mickey. Light them up. All right, man. Later.
Later.
All right. That's Captain Tommy Boy Alexander. Good guy. All right, speaking of good guys, we're going to go way down south now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Brian Barrera, and see how he's doing this morning. Good morning, Brian. How are you, man?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, I couldn't be better. It's all good. I made it through Thanksgiving. Made another year, man.
Oh, yeah. Another year. Survived Turkey Day. Got it going.
That's
good.
It.
That's awesome. Yep, same here. Got a bunch of food in. Seconds and thirds and even more.
What have you been up to?
It was good. Oh, not much. I've been sitting in the rain a whole lot. That's what I was doing for quite a few days until recently. You know, it was raining so much, but
right.
We got to get out the other day and finally got some good weather. So we got out, you know, and started chasing some snook and started off a little slow, and then it turned on and we just started hammering them. We caught, believe it or not, it was with an early morning sicko. His name, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I had lost you.
No, we're
morning
good.
Sicko out in the morning yesterday, or day before yesterday, sorry. And we went out and started off slow, picked up, caught a ton of snook. It was a heck of a good time.
Awesome.
You know, it was just good to get back out there after, like, you know, 6 days off just sitting in the rain.
Right.
So these fish were chewing. It was exciting. We had a good time.
How these fish react to these weather changes this time of year, they really like it. It'll spark a good bite.
It definitely will. I mean, it was just cold and rainy for so long that they just, you know, I knew that something was going to give as soon as it got its first bit of warmth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the water was like 60 degrees when I got in there. It was slow. First couple hours, we caught maybe 5 fish, and then water temperature had bumped up to 64 degrees within like, you know, 2 hours of being out there, and they just started to really eat. It was awesome. Started seeing them on the GPS, you know, kind of cruising by, and you know, they all started eating and turned into one of those awesome days. You know, I only had only had one client. He was a good fisherman, so I didn't have to, you know, take care of him. And I got to fish some myself, so it was pretty cool. Pretty cool, even though it was the only day I got to fish last week, you know.
Right.
Because of all the bad rain and weather and stuff, you know. I was considering going deer hunting, but she was supposed to be like 60% chance of rain at the ranch, too, so figured I'd just stay home and take care of all the stuff I need to around the house.
Yeah, Blaine's been getting rain over in Hebronville. You know, their roads are getting all messed up, and he's having to fix them, and just, it's, they're just not seeing any good deer right. Well, they're seeing a few, but mostly, you know, teenagers, you know, young bucks, millions of little 2-year-old eight-pointers and stuff everywhere. And
yeah, that's it also. That's the same deal that my dad's been seeing. I didn't want to go tear up the roads and whatnot.
Yeah, it's early yet for down there.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. I've got to fish a double today.
Really?
Yep, yep. So I was just hopping out of bed a couple of minutes before you guys reached out to me, actually. Just fishing a little bit later today because I know it's going to be foggy, so I told the guys, you know, let's look at it around 7:38, give it an hour. Give it an hour or so after the sun comes up, see if it'll burn off, because it's been so thick with fog, you know.
We've been getting a little bit up this way, you know, kind of settling in the evenings and at night, but during the day it's been clear. It's been okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty brutal here in the mornings, and that's because, you know, today is the day after Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to be out there fishing. It's going to be nice weather. So
all the women are going shopping, and all the guys are going fishing and hunting.
Yep,
exactly. It's Black Friday, man. Madhouse.
So yeah, I know there's gonna be a lot of boats. So I want to give it at least a little bit, make it bright enough to see. Yeah, I don't want to risk anything.
No doubt. It's not. There ain't a fish out there worth getting run over.
Exactly. So we're gonna see. We got a bonus hour or so to sleep in. If we need to, we'll chill a little bit longer, and then we'll get after them.
Yeah.
But I've got a double today, so I've got to get out there at some point. I can't sit on the dock for too long.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yep, let's see. Hopefully get them. It's good for, you know, still really rough on the beach and jetties and stuff, so I can't even go hang for the tarpon and check if they were still here by any chance whatsoever, which they might not be. Water temperature's so low, I guarantee you they're not happy. They're hauling butt south. But you never know, because last time I went, it got really rough and stuff, so they may have stayed here in between, and then as soon as the weather gets nice, they start hightailing, but
right,
you're never sure. It's still too rough to go out there and look. It's literally like 8-foot surf out there, you know, so.
What's your target species today? Just anything?
Just redfish and trout. Yep, we're going to try to chase redfish and trout on both trips today.
Yeah, I got you.
See how it turns out for us. I think we should do pretty good.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. I think
you don't have much wind down there this morning?
No, not a ton. Not a ton.
Good.
It's going to be about 8 or something like that, maybe a little less.
Right.
But it was calling for 30, like 3 days ago, so I'm happy.
Yeah, we had one of those forecasts the other day, but it never blew like that. You know, it's supposed to be like 25 to 30, but it never did. It was calm all morning. It came up a little bit, but nothing.
It was saying 25 out of the north today, and now it's saying 8 out of the south.
Yeah.
Unless it's changed since I saw it midday yesterday.
That's doable.
Oh, yeah. We could party in that.
But, no wind.
We'll see how it goes for the rest of it. I'm fishing hard, you know, for the rest of, you know, for the next 2 weeks or so.
Right.
I'll be going hard on the snook and stuff like that, and then I'll take my deer hunting vacation around December 15th, December 19th, something like that. Try to get out there for, you know, 5 or 6 days before Christmas, and
yeah, that's when my hunt will be hunting. Right after that, Christmas to New Year's, that'll be my every year deer vacation. Man, I can't wait.
That's going to be great.
Ready to do some hunting, man.
Heck yeah. Same here. I'm ready to get out there. I haven't gotten to sit in the blind once yet this year, so believe me, I'm ready.
I hadn't either. I may, if it gets a little better, I may have to do a quick 3-day turnaround.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. If I get any more cancellations, I tell you what, I'm hauling butt out there.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's a lot closer for you, you know, from where
you're
at.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I could be there at about 2.5.
Yep. See, well, it's a 5-hour deal for me to go down there from my house, but
yeah.
I've done it a bunch of times. It's well worth
That's
it.
That's not a bad drive.
No.
I've driven to Zapata. I lived in Galveston for about a year, and I drove down to the ranch from there a few times, about 5 hours, I guess.
Right. Yeah, when you live in this area that I live in, just about anywhere you go deer hunting is 5 hours.
Yeah, right.
Whether you're going west or south, it don't matter. All right, Bram. Well, I wish you a good day, man. Hope y'all catch him up on your double today. And if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, give them some info.
Sure. They can reach out to me at area code 956-755-9413. Or you can check out my website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, light them up. Hope you get them.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Brian. All right, see you, bud. Take care. All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.